Hello, and welcome to another episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, giving you the news for the week of March 13th, 2006. The Color Purple is coming to Chicago. That's right, the producers of The Color Purple have announced that the national tour of the Broadway smash hit musical will premiere in April of 2007 at Chicago's Cadillac Palace Theater. This long-run engagement will have an initial block of tickets on sale through June of 2007, and the Chicago run will be followed by engagement in other major cities across the country. As on Broadway, the production will be directed by Chicago native Gary Griffin. Tour casting will be announced at a later date. Mattel and Live Nation have announced that actress Erin Elizabeth Kors has been cast in the lead role of Barbie in the elaborate stage production of Barbie Live in Fairytopia. Barbie, the doll with a too-good-to-be-true figure, wardrobe, and array of careers, is taking human form for the first time. Erin Elizabeth Kors, from Cincinnati, Ohio, will bring Barbie to life on stage for the first time ever in a touring live theatrical stage show coming to Chicago's Auditorium Theater April 11th through April 16th. The 24-year-old Kent State University graduate called the role a girl's dream come true. The producers of Pirate Queen, an epic tale from the writers of Les Miserables and Miss Saigon, have announced that Stephanie J. Block, the former Elphaba in the national tour of Wicked, will star in the pre-Broadway debut in Chicago this fall. The show, which will begin performances October 3, 2006 at Chicago's Cadillac Palace Theater, tells the story of Grace O'Malley, a spirited Irish clan leader who resists the English domination of Ireland. The Pirate Queen will be directed by Steppenwolf Theater Company's Frank Galati. Lifeline Theater has announced three world premiere stage adaptations for its 2006-2007 season. A Room with a View, running October 13th through December 3rd, will be the E.M. Forster classic about an English woman's trip to Florence, Italy. From February 2nd to March 25th, The Piano Tuner, Daniel Mason's bestseller about an Englishman who meets a mysterious military surgeon. And finally, from May 4th to June 24th, Crossing California, Chicago's Adam Langer's coming-of-age story set in the late 1970s Rogers Park. TV star Bea Arthur will be returning to town with her popular one-person show, Just Between Friends. The show will have one performance and one performance only on March 19th at 4 o'clock at the South Suburban Center for the Performing Arts at Governors State University. Try not to miss it. Hold on to your samurai swords. Producers Bob and Harvey Weinstein have snagged the rights to the books that inspired the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, according to Variety. The two hope to create a stage version of the martial arts film, as well as turning the five-book series into four new movies as well. Harvey Weinstein told Variety that the project would be a combination spectacle and musical with a cohesive storyline. A little bit of Cirque du Soleil with an emphasis on martial arts. Well, guys, Chicago's ready. Bring it on. Congratulations to Steppenwolf Theater Ensemble member Eric Simonson, who won an Oscar this past Sunday night for A Note of Triumph, The Golden Age of Norman Corwin. He took home a golden statuette for the Best Documentary Short Subject. Congratulations, Eric Simonson. Also, congratulations to the newest artistic associates for the Congo Square Theater. Derek Sanders, the artistic director, announced Daniel Bryant, Ron Connor, Erica Ratcliffe, and Alexis J. Rogers as their newest members. Congratulations again. For more information, go to TalkTheaterInChicago.com's Theater News section. I'm Dustin Moat. This has been Talk Theater in Chicago's News Podcast.